Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 brought to you by Outdoor Living Unlimited. And on Tuesdays, we talk to the skipper, Brewers manager Pat Murphy, joining us live. Morning, Pat.
Morning.
So three
more. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Three more against the Dodgers. A lot of folks, at least a lot of fans, had this series kind of circled on our calendars as we continue to chase the Dodgers and the Phillies for that number two spot, which I very much hope number two or number one. Want to avoid that wild card round. But this is a thing that fans do, right? Each game kind of matters the same in your eyes.
It really does. I mean, it's fun to look at that and speculate and look down the road, but the bottom line is it's about winning tonight. And we've said it a lot, but it really does set your sights on what you need to do today, and everything will work out. And, you know, be careful of what you're hoping for because it might happen, and be careful of what you think can't happen because it might happen. So anyways, just keep going. I think that's the number one thing.
Murph, I got the impression from your comments after the game that you seem to get the sense that were your players starstruck a little bit, or they didn't seem to rise to the moment of the L.A. lights, so to speak?
No, I don't think they were starstruck. I think that, you know, they're facing a guy like Kershaw, Hall of Famer. Betts is back, and he just walks in his first game, hits a homer, and gets a big hit. I just think that you know, you get to a point sometimes when you come to expect the other team to be better than they really are after while you're playing them. You know, you're like, wow, you expected so much. And then after you're done, you're like, wow, we hung with them. We can play with these guys. You know, same thing out in L.A. We've got a lot of young players, and you're facing Kershaw. There's a lot of expectation. And I think it got to him a little bit, yeah.
I think
starstruck ain't the right word, but, you know.
Well, there's like, think of the names you just mentioned, Murph. I mean, these are household names in baseball. You know, you got Kershaw, you got Betts, you got
Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani, right, you know, in our house. You look at the Dodgers payroll, and I know it's not something that you can worry about, but they're outspending us by $200 million this year alone on their payroll. I don't know how guys don't think about that, at least. I mean, I know they just go out there and play ball, but that matters.
Well, it matters when you're putting together a team. It's been obvious. History tells us that. But at the same time, history also tells us the game's played on the field by people, 9-on-9. And we're not going to, you know, we're not going to make excuses for who we are, what we do, how we do it. And I think we just keep rolling. Line up today and say, hey, okay. Because Kershaw did a great job. You know, and the players you mentioned played really, really good. So, we just got to go out and play great ourselves.
Freddie Peralta gave up a couple of long balls. It seems like something that's happened a few times for him of late. Any concern or any thoughts on how your ace is doing?
Absolutely not. I mean, he threw the ball great. He gave up two infield hits and then a home run after each one of them. So that's four runs instead of two. Every pitcher gives up home runs. Check the books. You know, every pitcher gives them up, including the aces. So it happens. And Freddie threw the ball great yesterday. He threw the ball great. Six innings. Like I said, he gave up two infield hits that led to two more runs that you know, could have been the other way. And the other home run, Churio almost caught it, so it could have been one run. That's pretty good coming off a team that's got a pretty strong lineup. I thought Freddie threw the ball very, very well.
Longest homestand of the season for the crew here, Murph. That has to matter for guys as well. Not just the home field advantage you get in being in your own yard, but on top of it, guys sleeping in their own beds, being able to be with the family,
Yes. That
matters.
It does matter. I mean, it's great for the guys. This is a grueling season, as you guys all know. It really is. It's a grueling season, and there's guys that have never done it before. They've never played this much. They don't know what's happening. But that doesn't mean they can't be good. You know, that doesn't mean they can't do it and they can't do it well. First time we do something sometimes might be our best work. So I just keep preaching to them that keep going. You know, we can do this thing. So I'm really proud of them. I love the team. I think the fans realize type of adversity. You know, now we have Perkins out. You know, what else can happen? You know, Yelich out, Perkins out.
Right.
You know, two relievers out. And these are guys that nobody knew anyways. So it's kind of fun. It's really kind of fun. They're a great group, and they keep showing up big. So I'm going to keep believing in them.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us live this morning. Thanks, Murph.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
7:10 is the first pitch tonight against the Dodgers at American Family Field.